In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It is always with great joy when we can gather together, sort of in the expanded family, if you will, and pray these beautiful, solemn masses in the fullness of the mind of the Church, the beauty, the dignity, the grace, all that comes with it. But at the same time, there is a simplicity to what our Lord calls us to, that even in the beauty and the rhythm and the precision of Holy Mass, our Lord is still calling us to the most simple of responses. And it is a response to the Holy Ghost that is as poignant and as necessary for each one of us as it was when it was spoken to our beautiful Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother. And that simple response is fiat. Let it be done. Let it be done to me. And not just so that something can be done to us, that we feel that we've been somehow moved by an action, but let it be done to me so that then I can turn and serve you, my God. Serve you because you have touched me, you have called me, as we hear in Holy Scripture, I chose you, you did not choose me. And each of us, whether we know it or not, or believe it or not, each of us sitting here tonight, we are chosen ones. We aren't the most special ones, but we are the chosen ones. Each of us has been given an opportunity to give our fiat, to give our yes, and to respond and fulfill the plan that our Lord, who himself outside of time sees the fullness of our life before him, and by his ruach, by his breath, we have our life, and our life is to fulfill the plan that he has for each one of us. And so when our Lord speaks to the disciples, and when he comes, and any time in Holy Scripture we see, and our Lord said to the disciples, he's also speaking to us because we are the continuation of all of those who were first called. And our Lord knew that all who would be called into the eternity, into the future of the Church, and it's all of us. All of us in one fashion or another have been called. And oftentimes we imagine that somehow what happened to the apostles, what the apostles were called to do, that somehow we're called to a different reality. We're called to a different fiat, when in reality we are not. We are called exactly to the same yes, the same yes that our Lord came in and presented himself and stood before common creatures, common men and women, and stood before them and said, will you follow me? Will you listen to me? Will you hear what I have to teach you? And they all slowly but surely eventually were able to fully say yes, because no one would give up his or her life for something that was not fully committed to one's soul and to one's life. One does not say yes to a lie. One does not say yes to a myth. One does not say yes to something that is passing, but says yes to something that endures and is eternal, which is our Lord. Which is why every single year when we celebrate these beautiful mysteries of, if you will, the actions of our Lord, and certainly one of the most dramatic actions of our Lord is going to be his ascension into heaven. And yet we can imagine, wrongly, but we can imagine that somehow that it is a moment of separation, That is, it is a moment for us of being, having some distance made between us and our Lord, that the further he rises up toward heaven, the further he gets from us. And yet, nothing could be further from the truth. Because our Lord has been preparing us. He's been preparing us for 40 days since the resurrection, preparing us for what will happen, preparing us that we must participate in it. Our Lord does not do this on his own. He does not expect us to stand passively by and just sort of watch him as he rises to the heavens. But because we are first-person Christians, because we are there, there's a reason why we're there. And it's the same reason why in the Holy Gospel we hear today that our Lord in a moment upbraided the apostles for the hardness of their heart and for the difficulty of their belief. Did he do that just to chastise them? Did he do that to show that he was disgruntled and upset with them? Absolutely not. It is actually a goodness that the apostles had as much hardness and as much difficulty in understanding as they did, because it then was such that everything had to be explained to them in every which way. They had to be given an opportunity to see the truth in this way, and maybe see the truth in this way, and present it in a different way. Our Lord, in his love and his mercy, gave them every opportunity to soften their hearts and to believe. And then he began to prepare them for what would happen. And he say, I must leave you. And he says, I know that you will, that there will be anguish in your heart, but you will see the reason for it, the necessity for it. It may take time, but as I have explained everything to you in the most complete way possible, and even now you don't see the fullness of my plan, you will. Just as it says in Holy Scripture that you will be in anguish while others will somehow be joyful, but your joy will eventually come back to you, and I will give you something such that your joy will be complete. And without getting too mystical about the ascension, imagine that did our Lord have any limits when he walked this earth as the Word made flesh? Well, he did. He did have limits. He had limits based on the fact that he also was fully man. And therefore, he was bound to the rules of time and space. And he could only be present in one place at one time. In the whole of his ministry, Jesus walked from place to place. He moved from place to place, moving his corporality from place to place. Divinity, in order to be spread, had to move from place to place by the limits of its humanity. And our Lord says, what am I going to leave you? Look and really think about what I'm going to leave you. I must go, because I cannot be everywhere and I cannot be everything for everyone at once. And yet, as the faith grows, as this movement, as this way grows, there will be a desire, there will be a need, so that there will be a divine presence that is widespread. It is that will be omnipresent. It will be everywhere. And to imagine that Jesus in his divinity and his humanity could do that, he could not. And therefore, that's why he said, I will leave you with a gift that you don't understand fully right now. I will leave you with the Holy Ghost. I will leave you, which eventually you will understand, is not a consolation prize as I leave, but it is the fullness of the love that the Father and I share. How many times have you heard me in Holy Scripture say that I know what the Father speaks to me, the Father, I only speak what the Father tells me, the Father and I are one. But we will send you, proceeding from the Father and the Son, we will send you the Advocate, we will send you the Paraclete. What will we send you? we will send you the fullness of our agape, the fullness of our love. We will invite you so that as you see me going, which is why when the angel said, men and women, what are you looking at? Because now, place your gaze on what's going to happen. In no little time, you will be filled with a gift that right now you may not fully understand. But you will be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, it will come equally upon all of you and will be omnipresent. And the love that the Father and the Son share will be that which you bathe in, that which, if you choose, if you wish, you can inhale, you can imbibe. The Holy Ghost will come and indwell you and all who believe and all who wish it to happen, all who say, fiat, be it done unto me. Let me be open. Let me be filled. Let me be filled to overflowing, packed down and overflowing with the grace that is the Holy Ghost, the grace that is the love that flows between the Father and the Son, which they don't reduce for us, but share it in the fullness of its beauty. Share it with us so that we can dwell in the midst of the Trinity, not outside of it, but in the midst of it. And then, as we see our Lord ascending into heaven, he does not shed his corporality. He was the Word made flesh, and through the beautiful Blessed Virgin, he was given the flesh of a man. And the Word took flesh and dwelt among us. And then what did he do? Did he leave his fleshly self behind and return to the Father as he was at his first birth at the beginning of time? He did not. He took the fullness of his humanity and divinity with him to heaven. And he paved a way now so that as we see Jesus in the fullness of his humanity and divinity rising up to heaven, what do we have but hope for the same? And that we can say, yes, yes, that is what I desire. That I desire that I follow that same path. And as we follow Jesus on the path in this life, we also follow him on the path to heaven. And that our corporality, as corrupted as it is, through the grace of a Savior, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the opportunity to say yes, to say fiat, and to say, let it be done to me as I have seen it done before. I have seen my Lord rise. I now know the path, and I want to follow. I want to follow. And so now we see the importance of this moment tonight, this moment as we understand that without the ascension, that Pentecost would make very little sense, and it certainly would not have the power and the reason. And our Lord says, you will understand, you will see me go, your hearts will ache, and yet with time you will understand, and you will see the necessity of this, and you will see the fullness of my love in action. Remember that everything our Lord does, he does because it is of the Father, and the Father, Deus Caritas Est, is love, and so therefore every action is made and is carried out in the love, the divine love of the Father for us. And I pray, as we pray the rest of this Holy Mass tonight, is that you see in your own mind, as you gaze heavenward, and you say, and the angel speaks to your heart and says, my daughter, my son, what are you looking at? What are you looking for? You can say, I know where my Lord has gone, and now I'm just looking for the same path that in my fiat I wish to follow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.